feature presentation.
Yo, this stuff is fresh.
Hey, baby.
What would you do with a brain if you had one?
Fluctuate from topic to topic to topic, 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 topic.
No! This is What the Flux.
Hello and welcome to What the Flux, a show that fluctuates from topic to topic.
To topic, to topic.
To topic.
To topic.
My name is Chase Bunker, alongside with my great co-host, and on the soundboard, Mr. Brett Lyons. Brett,
Oh, hey, how's it going?
I'm doing well. How about yourself?
I'm doing pretty well. We just ate some Taco Bell, so I'm ready. I'm ready for this. I am pumped.
Horrible Taco Bell.
It was
gross.
Oh
my gosh. I waited for my food for 10 minutes, only to find like my crunchy taco looks like the cheese threw up.
It wasn't even crunchy. Mine might as well have been a soft taco.
It was disgusting.
Horrid.
Abysmal.
A tragedy. A travesty. Which one?
Titanic.
9/11.
9/11 times a million.
Of Taco Bell. Oh, man, we're horrible people.
This is a great start.
So what's up? How was your weekend, man? Happy birthday.
Thank you, sir.
Today is your birthday.
Yes.
Diez y cinco, as the Spaniards might say.
Yes. It is my 25th birthday. For my birthday, I ended up going down to Palm Bay to spend it with my family for a little bit. And I thought it was just going to be like a little simple dinner thing. And it turns out that my parents invited like
clowns.
That too, and a bouncy house.
Oh my gosh.
And they invited like every single family friend that I had, like I've known since, like, you know, pretty much childhood.
Like people that only live in Palm Bay?
Yeah, nice. Essentially. Well, some people even came down from like Merritt Island and satellites. Yeah, so it feels really cool. As soon as I come in, my sister came down from Jacksonville with her boyfriend. She even brought the kitty. So I don't know what I was more happy to see, my sister, her cool boyfriend, or her adorable kitty.
Or I was going to say, you know, another word.
No. No.
Hey, so why do you think they invited everyone? You think they're like not telling you something? Like,
well, like, it was either they're like celebrating my birthday or it was going to be an intervention. Yeah. One of those two.
Well, I was thinking intervention or like maybe like, hey, Chase doesn't know this, but at 26, he's going to die.
He's probably going to die.
So
AIDS.
Yeah. So maybe you contracted AIDS a while back. And
from all zero women I've had sexual encounters with.
Well, remember that time you shared needles with that dog?
With Magic Johnson?
Yeah. To share needles with anyone, it had to be Magic Johnson.
It had to be Magic Johnson.
I mean, why not?
Yeah. So I come in and I see my dad, who's a t-shirt designer. Like, he's a great artist. And he drew, like, happy 25th Chase. And instead of the A and the S, he put the 2 and the 5. He ended up drawing like the Tampa Bay Buccaneers logo, the Boise State logo.
That was all hand drawn.
That was all hand drawn.
I could have swore those were stickers on like the sliding glass door.
That's how awesome the Boise logo looked. Is that it looked like a sticker, but I know that it wasn't.
So I don't mean to ask this in an offensive manner, but at 25, is there things that you haven't done yet that you want to do, or like, do you feel like you are where you want to be right now? Like, because 25 isn't that old.
25 is not that old.
Definitely not. We're both really young.
Yeah.
But like, 5 more years and you're 30.
I know. That's the crazy thing. The funny thing is, when you look at life when you're younger, you set all these,
I want to be an astronaut.
Yes. And that's exactly what was me back in first grade. But then, like, you get older, you're like, oh, okay, I want to be a basketball player. Oh, I want to go into radio and television.
Well, you definitely can't do basketball.
I can't do basketball
anymore.
You
break every bone in your body.
I didn't get drafted.
Yeah.
Probably because I'm white.
Yeah.
I thought at 25, I would have done a bunch of things. Like, I thought I would finish school. I thought I would have been in the television or radio business.
Right.
We're
making our own path right now.
Yeah, we're making our own path. But it's
pioneers.
It's opened the door to like making me realize, okay, this isn't right. You know, I'm seeing things now that I didn't see back when I was younger. Some good, some bad, but it's
almost not like an awakening, but like you're like starting to plan stuff out better.
Yes.
I know what you mean. There's certain there's moments in your life that happen. You're like, man, I really need to get my shit together.
Yeah, exactly. like I've had those moments for a while. Like as soon as I left UCF, I'm like, what do I want to do with my life?
Yeah, what's the next step now?
Yeah,
for sure.
And so like I've been pondering that for a while, and
I mean, this is definitely the first. What we're doing right now is like a step towards that, because I have these conversations with my dad, right? It's like, so what do you guys do this podcast thing? But you know, what's the goal of that? You know, but like this industry is. You got to every entry level job requires 3 years of experience.
Yeah.
What?
It's crazy.
Here's
us. You have to get credit. In order to get credit, you have to have credit.
It doesn't make sense. It's a backwards flawed system.
It is.
So, I mean, this is us creating our experience. That's how I look at it.
Well, I've talked to people and be like, oh, I don't know what I want to do. And they've all said the same thing of, you should go on YouTube. Mm-hmm. But like, I don't know what type of show I would do. Like, would it be like something like this, except I'd be in front of a camera with like a series of jump cuts, like SXE Phil, or I wouldn't do anything like Less Than Three or Equals Three or whatever his name is.
I don't know. I don't YouTube like other people do. Mm-hmm. Like I know you do. My friend Alejandro YouTubes all the time, and like there's a good following behind that.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
People make not careers, but. There's this one YouTube channel, I forget the name of, it's this girl, this blonde girl, who does a daily blog, and I just saw
Jenna
her.
Jenna Marbles?
No, not Jenna Marbles.
Okay.
She only does Wednesdays, I think. But this girl's on a Lowe's commercial now, like, she's just making a name
for
it. Oh, wow. Yeah, so, I mean, that's definitely moving up for her. You know, I always thought about recording us, like, visually, but
We're not that good looking.
No.
That's the one problem. This is a good looking industry.
Picture the inside of a butt, and then... The wart inside that butt
is probably my nose.
Yeah, that's just like.
And then the hair is your beard.
Yeah, and then together we are What the Flux.
No, I was trying to make us logos, and so I thought, okay, maybe if we did like cartoon drawings. And now the thing is, my dad's a great artist. Where do those jeans go? My sister. I tried to draw like two round faces, and it literally just looked like
a kidney bean. Like
it looked like a butt, and it was like you have like. One hair, or one side just has all hair, and the other side has like one giant nose, and that's it.
That's what I think about that. Ding!
Oh,
I didn't download a ding yet.
Yeah, we need to get
a counter.
That.
So, what else happened this weekend? Dude, I mean, we're not the first to talk about it, but Friday night, I think it came out, the news.
Thursday?
Ben Affleck.
We'll talk about that.
Batman. Yeah. We'll talk about that on the back burner, but right now, we...
Oh, if we want to talk about, speaking of back burner, my apartment caught fire.
What?
Yes.
Why didn't you mention that to me earlier?
Because
that's
we were talking about my
birthday. That's way cooler than birthdays.
No, it was Saturday, and I was about to leave for Palm Bay, and lightning struck my apartment. And because it struck...
Struck the clock tower?
It didn't strike the clock tower, but it struck the opposite, diagonal opposite of my building, like all the way on the roof. And so it struck the roof. And it hit wiring to where it blew up a dryer.
In your house or someone else's?
It's someone else's house.
Damn,
and so
son.
The fire alarm's going off, and it's making this loud, obnoxious fire alarm noise. And I'm just like, I'm literally just like prepping everything. And I have no sense of urgency whatsoever.
You're just like, I guess there's a fire. I guess I should be leaving.
Yeah, and so I met all my neighbors, to which when everybody met each other, like, oh, you live there? Are we too loud?
That's what they said to you?
That's what everybody said to me. I'm like, hey, am I too loud? Because I get, you know, a little loud and violent when I play video games. And he goes, no, I'm pretty sure we get the same way. And it turns out we both play the same game.
Nice. Yeah. So you made friends through this.
I made friends through this.
That's awesome. See, that's what fires are all about.
That's what fires are all about.
Making friends.
And then...
And then blaming someone for the fire.
Yeah. And
so wait. You know what? Part of that story was someone's dryer caught on fire. I mean... I don't have many outfits, right? So I pretty much do, when I do a load of laundry, it's the majority of my clothes.
Yeah.
Imagine if your entire wardrobe caught on fire. I'd be pissed.
I'd be pissed too, especially with the fact that like my...
Oh, you just got close to me.
I did. Because I realized I was echoing. I'd be pissed because like a third of my laundry is blacks.
Yeah. Why would you be pissed? I don't get it.
Because if it was my black load, like there would be...
Your black load?
it sounds a little bit racist.
My black load blew up everywhere.
If it was my dark load...
My black load is everywhere.
If it was my like a lot of my black shirts, like my Finger Eleven shirts or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, like your favorite shirts. You're like your favorite shirts.
I'd be pissed.
That's what I'm saying. I wash all of my shirts at once. Like,
yeah.
Except I'm wearing like a raggedy one right now.
Yeah.
But
it's still
damn,
nice.
Son. So you lived through this.
Yes.
No,
I'm actually dead, and we got what's his face from oh my gosh, the guy that could talk to the dead. Do you remember his name back like a long time ago?
The Dead Zone guy?
Not the Dead Zone guy, but he was like
he's a famous guy who would perform like seances
yeah.
with the audience and everyone thought
and
it was
fake.
And he
would be on like sci-fi. It was oh my gosh.
David Blaine?
No, it wasn't David Blaine. I want to say his last name was like Matthews or something.
Dave Matthews?
No, that could be it. Not like, I think there were like two Dave Matthews.
David Arquette?
No. I mean, he might talk to his career because that's dead.
Is it David at all?
That might be David. I'm not sure. That's going to bother me. But like, we're trying to channel like memories from like fifth. Family Guy did a spoof of him.
Yeah, no, I know what you're trying. I know who you're trying to talk about. I can't.
Crossing over with.
Here.
We Fact have check. The internet we in our hands.
What are we doing?
Oh my gosh.
It's called crossing over.
I think it's like crossing over, I think.
Crossing over. I'm getting movies. Crossing over 1980 film song season 4 with John Edward.
I think that's it. Wow, we are horribly off.
Crossing over with John Edward. John, it's a show from 1999 to 2004. So,
gosh.
Yeah, well, it was on sci-fi.
First off, we were horribly off with that.
I was close with David. John and David are pretty common names.
That is true. I will give you that argument, as horrible as it is.
And his last name's Edward, so it's another first name. So
yeah.
It's like a...
And we were close because we said Matthews. Yeah. And it's a first name, that's a last name.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, exactly, exactly.
There we go.
Yeah, so...
That's a perfect segue.
Yeah, perfect segue into this.
Into this.
Oh my god.
This.
Fucking.
This.
Damn it. Well, I have to wait 10 seconds because this soundboard program sucks.
Oh yeah, what's today's soundboard program today?
Failures on so many levels.
Say, Brett, what's today's soundboard program today?
It's Soundbite, as same as last week. Damn it. I didn't update it like I wanted to.
It's the news.
So there's only one thing I want to talk about that I want to bring to the table, at least.
Okay.
All right, so I'm a bar hopper. I'll go downtown, you know, a couple of nights a week.
Mm-hmm.
They're proposing this bill to have the bars open till 3. And then what they're going to... Only on Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays. And this is downtown Orlando, by the way.
Okay.
I don't know if we've ever mentioned that we live in Orlando.
We've mentioned it a few times.
Okay, so we live in Orlando, folks. But... Downtown Orlando's, they're proposing this bill Monday, so today they're voting on it, on whether Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night should be open till 3, but they're going to kick anyone out that isn't 21. They're going to kick them out of downtown by 10 p.m. So basically...
Oh, wow.
Unless, like, for some reason you live downtown at 20,
yeah.
You're not going to be allowed to be out.
That's very interesting.
So I was wondering, like, how maybe you felt about that, I think it'd be good for business.
I think it will be, and I think it'll bring a little... Well, I mean, you can't get alcohol past 2 o'clock.
Right now.
Right, as of right now.
But this would propose that they can.
Okay.
Like, Tampa does it. Tampa's bars are open until 3.
If it brings money, that I think it'll be perfect.
The only thought that I have is... It's only Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays. So I don't think,
which is fine.
Which is the busiest nights of... downtown's weekend.
Yeah, there's no need to have it open on Wednesdays and Sundays.
They can't have it. It just wouldn't be open till 3.
Yeah.
So, I mean, the bartenders are going to get more money. I think the only thought is... okay. We can edit those out now.
Oh, we can.
Yeah, we can. But,
yes!
But us talking about it is going to be weird... If I edited that one out.
What are we talking about?
Exactly. There we're talking about this story.
Okay.
So ignore those, basically.
Okay. So professional.
Damn it. I lost my train of thought.
You're talking about downtown, like the bartenders.
Okay. So 20-year-olds going downtown, they have the right to be there as of now. If they're going downtown on a Friday and they get kicked out, whatever, they can go on any other nights. I don't think it's going to harm businesses. I think it would help them more.
Yeah, especially since, like, underage drinking has always really been a problem, and I think that's one way to solve it. Because, I mean, like, if you go to Friendly Confines, they'll kick out anybody 21 or over, or 21 and under, or 20 and under after 9.
Really?
Yeah.
Dang.
Like, I remember trying to watch a UFC fight over there, and my friend was 20, and we had to leave.
Yeah. And they just walked up to you? They were just like, hey, let me see your ID?
They went up to her, because they've already seen my ID.
Okay.
So, I understand completely that it's a problem, and that's the one way they have to fix it is, hey, we have to get rid of these people. I mean, there's going to be fake IDs still. But
yeah, that's what I was going to say. If people are going to – people have fake IDs already. If they're going to go downtown and, you know, cheat the system by using fake IDs, they're going to do it.
Oh, yeah.
So I think it would be awesome. And honestly, I don't like it on the weekends anyways. It's too crowded.
Yeah.
So this will definitely maybe – spread the crowd a little bit.
It could. I'm not I don't go downtown very often. I think I've since living here in Orlando, I think I've gone downtown maybe 2 or 3 times.
Yeah.
So I don't do it often.
Yeah, I bar on a Tuesday night. Man, that is a good time.
I went there on, I think, is it Tuesday or Wednesday that they do mac and cheese?
Wednesday's mac and cheese.
That was fun.
They'll play, like, NSYNC and Backstreet Boys and all that good stuff.
I remember I got them to play Bloodhound Gang and Cisco, so my day was great.
Nice.
Yes.
So, at Tuesdays are, like, a Motown night. And mm-hmm. So they play 70s and 60s and, you know, like, Elton John or...
Queen.
Greece. Oh, they play Queen.
Good. Dude,
they play Bohemian Rhapsody. Everyone stops what they're doing.
And sings.
And chants. They don't sing, they chant.
One does not simply sing Bohemian Rhapsody.
One shouts at the top of their lungs, Bohemian Rhapsody.
We used to do that for, like, my friend's weddings was, if within a certain group, we would sing Bohemian Rhapsody. No, because you know I'm going to sing, and I said in this episode, I'm not going to sing.
What? That's a rule you just made?
Because I listened to the last episode, I sang a couple times, and they were all horrible.
I think you just haven't found your voice yet, man.
My thing is, like, whenever I sing, because I'm a bit of a music snob, I critique my voice way too harshly, and because it doesn't sound right.
I mean, everyone is their own worst enemy when it comes to their voice.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, here we are in a talking voice... radio business,
yes.
Per se, blah blah blah. I don't like to listen to our episodes because I hate my voice sometimes.
I hate my voice. It's a little nasally.
No, I think yours is better than mine.
What's funny is I was gonna say I think yours is better than. Let's do this then. When we re-listen to these, let's just listen to each other's voice.
Yeah, I'll put your microphone on mute.
Yes.
Or mine on mute and listen to yours. This is beautiful.
Such a good song.
It's timeless, dude.
I remember listening back when I actually watched American Idol. Constantine Maroulis sang this, and it was really good.
Back when what? Back when where?
American Idol, when I actually watched it.
That show still exists?
That show still exists. It's horrible now.
I think they're in their, like, 15th season or something.
I wouldn't doubt it. What's been out longer, though? Is it American Idol or Survivor?
Oh, Survivor is definitely, like, the pioneer of reality TV. Well, next to Real World and Road News.
Yeah.
But,
and their challenges, which is my guilty pleasure.
Oh, I do love those.
I love those.
I do love the team challenges, and they yell at each other, and they make them, like, they make them hook up. You know, like, too many beautiful people in one room.
I know.
And enough booze, they're gonna all do each other. That's the only news thing I wanted to talk about.
Yeah, so I mean, it's really, like, the only news, I mean... There was a chemical attack on Syria, killed people.
But I
feel like we try to avoid...
I try not to bring too many heavy topics to the table. Listen, we could talk news all day.
You know what's
an awesome thing? And they're way better at it. The Young Turks, that's a YouTube channel I'll watch.
Uh-huh.
It's just a guy, and he's well... educated and they talk world politics, watch that. Because I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about sometimes.
Philip DeFranco is the same way. Like, he's very, like, he's very well informed. He will talk about, like, yeah, the government right now is trying to raise taxes. By the way, check out this gallery of a pretty lady.
Yeah.
And so
I don't want to sound like that.
Yeah.
I don't want to be like, hey, did you vote? I voted for the VMAs. What up?
I voted for free weed. I don't know. It's just it's one of those things.
That's
that, like,
gonna be on the ballots. This not free weed, but
legalized marijuana
in Florida. Yeah,
I almost feel like I want it to pass so all the free weed people would just shut up.
Well, they need enough petition signatures to get it on the ballot. So, but I'm. It was like a couple weeks in, and there was like 100,000, and needs like 300,000. It's not that many people.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a lot of people, but I mean, that's like a quarter, if you're a little percentage of Orlando alone.
I will agree on one thing: is like I don't think that people who carry marijuana should get the same sentence as people like murdered and raped and all those.
I mean, do they?
I mean, I remember some people keep
like, or like
posting
the same punishment you're saying.
Yeah,
as in jail time.
Yeah, like they shouldn't get that much jail time. But I can understand, you know, your quote war on drugs and such.
I mean, there's
the war on drugs,
war on terrorism. There's definitely a bad stigma about it. So convincing anyone that it should be legal is going to be a battle in itself.
Yeah.
For instance, all the, not truth commercials, but like just the dare to resist drugs.
Yeah.
All that stuff we're teaching kids, like, hey, don't smoke. You can't just all of a sudden have it legal. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
There just needs to be proper education about it.
Yes.
Like, hey, just like your mom drinks alcohol, these are the side effects of alcohol. Alcohol kills this many people a year. This is what marijuana does to your body. I don't think there's any reported deaths.
No, because you literally have to smoke, I think, like 5 pounds of marijuana, like within like a 10-minute period, in order for you to overdose.
And that's a lot of marijuana.
It's a lot.
Like, no one has that.
Yeah, no one's OD'd, but I think people have died because of like the side effects. Like they'll go driving.
I mean, and what, and like fall asleep at the wheel. Like that's totally different.
Yeah,
and I'm sure there'd be regulation of that. Dude, what if it was legal? There's breathalyzer for alcohol. I don't know how
because
I can't even imagine.
It permeates, like the smell. Like you can literally get high off the smell of it.
I know what you mean there.
Because I went to a 311. I've never done weed in my entire life. I went to a 311 show and I got secondhand high.
It was the best concert you've ever been to, I'm sure.
Actually, it was a good concert because I went to it was Earth Day Birthday.
Yeah.
And I wasn't really a fan. I liked Creatures. Like, that was the only song that I liked from 311. But that show was just so full of energy.
Well, Creatures is a...
Creatures for a While by 311.
It has
It's, I'm not going to sing.
Why not, dude?
Because I sound horrible.
No, you don't.
Yes. We'll pull it up later.
Yeah.
That'll be our outro song, maybe.
Oh, yeah. Maybe that's good. We'll have a different outro every week.
We could do that.
Anyways.
Yeah. This was so far, I think, the most intelligent discussion on weed, anti-weed. And not necessarily like weed, anti-weed, but it was like a very intelligent discussion on it. Because more people were like, man, you need to legalize cannabis, man, because it's good. And it's the man bringing you down. That's every weed argument I've ever heard.
It's good. Glaucoma, man. It saves glaucoma.
It kills the glaucomites.
What's a glaucomite?
I don't know, but like, I've heard some people like make up a word for glaucoma.
I've glaucoma.
I can't tell if we're trying to be hippies or make like a Mitch Hedberg impression.
Oh, my God. See, without weed, there'd be no Mitch Hedberg, and thus my life would have no purpose.
Oh, my gosh.
There's something that I wanted to mention about comedians. Oh, my God. This isn't important news, but Dave Chappelle is doing, like, a comeback tour.
What?
Yes.
What?
He's not doing necessarily Okay, this was his opening line to his audience. Let me find it exactly real quick. Oh, I hate my computer right now.
The suspense is killing me right now.
Hey, shut up, all right? No, okay, so his opening line to the audience was something along the lines of, hey, I don't have material.
So far, this doesn't sound good.
No, hey, it's a good story.
I don't have the tools that made me popular.
It's a good story, I promise. It's a good story, I promise. Just my browser is crashing. Man, I hate sounding unprofessional.
Me too.
It's like, hey, here's content. It's like when you tell someone you see something funny on a commercial. You're like, hey, look at this commercial. And so when by the time they look at the TV, the commercial's over. And so basically, you just look like a jackass. You're like, hey, look at that funny thing.
Oh, did you see that? Watch the episode of Friends last night? Which one? It was the one with the funny Ross and Joey said something.
I was never a Friends guy.
I love Friends. Sadly, like, I know too much about Friends to where, like, I would win, like, trivia contests.
This girl back south from where I'm from,
mm-hmm.
She watched every day. She had all the seasons on DVD. She had Friends Trivial Pursuit. She had Friends that video game, the game you play on TV. It's called, like,
Seen It.
Seen It.
She yeah.
Friends
My mom
seen
has
it.
Friends Seen It.
She is a little over the top with that. It's a little much.
I saw, like, what there was one deal.
So
like,
I hope you're not like that, because no one
No, but the thing is, my mind contains so much useless knowledge where I could be good at it.
You know, like, it's so true. Like, how much of my mind is devoted to, like, Green Day lyrics?
Oh, my God.
When I could know a second language instead?
I'm talking to my roommate the other day, and he looked through, like, the previous draft, and he's like, do you remember who you drafted last year? And I'm like, yeah, and I was able to, like, rattle off, like, my first four draft picks.
Nice.
And he's like, how? How do you know this?
Because you have dedication, man.
Dedication. Courage. America.
It's finally coming up, but it's almost like the moment's gone.
It's slowly dying.
All right, so...
There's Dave Chappelle.
Here's... Somehow, I have terrible news for the audience. He opened his set. I don't have any material. And then I'm just gonna read this.
This doesn't sound good.
And then 45 minutes proceeded. It was personal. Addressed the topic of the exit of his show. Here's a quote: "I didn't walk away from $50 million." He said, "It isn't true. I wanted that money very much." And then it shows a clip of his entrance, and it's like, you ever go to a concert? And you're you're one of 20,000 people waiting for this curtain to drop.
Yeah.
And out walks the artist, and they play their first song, whatever. So this is that, but from the other perspective, it's Dave Chappelle walking up to a microphone, and there's this white, like, tarp, and the tarp drops, and he doesn't say anything. It's not like where you go see a band and they're already playing a song. He just walks up to a microphone, and there's a sea of people just awaiting him, and they're cheering. I can't imagine what that feels like. That's beautiful. It's inspiring.
Oh, yeah. It's, especially with Dave Chappelle, like, how he literally was, like, on top of the world and could literally dictate Comedy Central's lineup if he wanted to. Because that's how popular and powerful he was.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, he just went mental and left for Africa.
Yeah, it was something along the lines of he just... I mean, he was signed on for a third season or whatever season it was, and he was just like, no, you know what? I'm going to dip out. I'll see you later.
Yeah.
I'm sure, obviously, there's information that I don't know, and he's going to address that.
Yeah.
I'm going to buy that as soon as I can with my hard-earned money and, you know.
Yeah.
Definitely not download illegally.
I
cannot wait to buy
new music from bands that I feel need it, not from other... richer people like Lil Wayne and Tupac. Well, it's not like he needs the money. He's dead.
Definitely not. He does not need that money.
He does not need the money.
Yeah. But I'm excited. He's one of my favorite comedians, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
So Mitch Hedberg led to that.
Yeah. What's funny is I think like he led the way to other comedians having their own show. Like then after that, Dimitri Martin got his own show. And
especially
then,
for Comedy Central.
Oh, yeah.
Sarah Silverman had a program.
Yeah.
Stella. Do you ever watch Stella?
Oh, my gosh.
Michael and David.
Stella.
Is it David Showalter, Michael Ian Black?
No, Michael Showalter, Michael Ian Black, and David Wayne.
Oh, wait. It's Michael and...
Michael and David.
Okay, and David Wayne. Okay.
Yeah. Which, when he was at UCF, and I saw him walking down Alafaya, and I was like, oh my gosh, it's Dr. Ian Black.
Dude, I didn't Michael Ian... Oh, Michael Ian Black.
Yeah.
I heard that show was depressing.
My friend went to that, and he said it was god-awful.
Yeah?
Like, someone... I guess someone said, like, made it, like, an anti-Obama joke, like, in the audience, and he heard it, and all he did was spend about, like, 15, 20 minutes chastising him, chastising that person for it, and then he goes, what was I doing? I forget. And then he had like a 5-minute pause. And I mean, I could have gone to that show, and instead I went and saw Edema at Lyrica, which was a great show.
I don't know who that is.
Is it
a hardcore band?
Yeah, not necessarily a hardcore band. It was like alternative metal. Like, they were popular back in like when we were in elementary, junior high school.
Elementary school?
Yes.
What's one of their
songs?
Well,
for me,
Glue?
What's that?
What's one of their songs?
The Way You Like It.
The Way You Like It.
That's one of my favorites.
Edema, The Way You Like It. Lyrics.
Yes. And what's even better is Because We're Independent. It has some gratuitous swearing.
Nice.
Yes.
That should be interesting.
Yes.
There's an advertisement first.
For
of course.
Twix.
Always. What's your favorite candy, Chase?
I'd love... No, I'm not saying this because it's on, but...
Should we listen to the ad? Twix.
I love Twix.
Hey, chew it over with the Twix, all right?
Yes.
This definitely sounds like high school.
Yes. And this, like, the lead singer is like John Davis's stepbrother from Korn.
Oh, stepbrother?
Yeah.
You think that's why they're famous? Or made it anywhere?
It's plausible.
Yeah. I'll Get Inside You. This is dirty.
No, not like that.
The Way You Like It's called. I'll Get Inside You The Way You Like It. This is like Linkin Park if, you know, they were worse.
Oh. That's messed up.
I loved Linkin Park. It was my first concert.
Oh, man. I liked, like, their first two albums were so good. When I say first two, I mean...
Hybrid Theory and Meteora?
No, Hybrid Theory and Reanimated.
Oh, yeah. Which, it was the same...
Essentially the same. It's a remix album, but it was still good.
Point of Authority.
So good.
I think I first saw the reanimation version of it.
Yeah.
But why I loved it so much is because back when they were popular, I was watching Gundam Wing.
Oh my gosh, like, yes.
On the daily. And they had Gundam Wings in their music video.
Yeah.
So I freaked out. It's like, this band's gotta be cool because they like this and I like that.
Yes.
So I must like them.
I loved like...
Too many pronouns.
They did, when they did Points of Authority, I didn't realize that Jay Gordon was on it.
Forfeit the game before somebody else takes you out of the frame.
Put your name to shame.
Cover up the blame. You can't run back. Ba-doo, ba-ba-doo.
Did Bill Cosby just finish that?
No, putting bops. Yeah.
Like, from Jay Gordon from Orgy, and I was like, Orgy, what do I know that song, or what do I know that band? And it was, do you remember the song Blue Monday? The remade one back in like
Blue Monday. No.
Yeah.
Well, how? No. Okay. Go on.
Like, I just randomly like found out about that name and I was like, oh yeah, they were popular. They were on the, like 107.1. That was like the pop station. And then I realized there was a band named Orgy back when I was in like fifth grade, and I didn't know what that meant.
You didn't know what Orgy meant back.
Know what Orgy meant back in the day.
You're like, yeah, that's exotic.
Yeah.
That's supposed to be it, right?
Yeah.
It sounds like 80s.
It does. Like, Orgy was a little bit, like, electronic-ish. Granted, I'm going off of one song. Jay Gordon was also in one of my favorite bands, Dead Sea. And so it was kind of like that, but a little bit darker.
You know what? You're hipper than I think you would ever give yourself credit for. You name all these bands that I've never heard of.
I get a little hipster-ish with some of my bands.
Anywhere, you always wear black. So you're like hipster meets goth.
I hate the term goth, but yeah.
You're so gothic, worshiping the devil and shit.
Considering I go to church. Well, actually, I haven't been to church in a while.
What?
Yes.
Why? personal reason?
No, it's I've been either out of town or because I get off work at like 4 o'clock. It's hard to wake up.
Oh yeah, yeah.
It's
for the next day. Yeah, of course. Of course.
Yeah.
And is that 10?
I mean, I shouldn't make excuses like that, but it's tough.
I mean, we've all been there.
We've all been there.
We've all been there. We've all been to. We've all gotten off work at 4 a.m. and slept until 8 p.m. the next day. So
yeah.
No worries.
I haven't gone to 8 p.m., but I have slept in late.
I'm going to do this.
What are you going to do?
This.
This sounds like my apartment right now.
What the?
Oh, damn it,
the back burner.
And now I'm deaf.
For the first time, I think that was as loud as it needed to be. It's never
what?
That. Who?
What?
What the flux?
Oh, my gosh.
So, there's a couple things. I mean, like, we were pretty much already in our back burner segment talking about nothing.
Yeah, we were.
We stopped talking about news a while ago.
No, the thing is, we said, oh, we only have one news story, and it's about downtown Melbourne. And then we went into weed, and then we went into orgy.
Yeah, that's a nice stream of consciousness.
Beer, weed, and orgy.
That could be a Tuesday night, and I would be happy. My last Tuesday ever is just going to be beer, orgies, and marijuana.
Well, an orgy is like three people who aren't wearing socks, I think. why are we on this topic?
We're two people not wearing socks. We just need one more person.
Yeah, I usually wear sandals.
I checked that you're not wearing socks.
I'm not wearing protection.
Oh, geez. Batman. There's so many things. About this, well, there's so many things I want to talk about. One of them is Batman.
Okay.
Okay. What's to say that Facebook hasn't already said? First
of
all,
oh my god, Facebook! Oh. Everybody's become a film critic already. Like, apparently, the movie already came out and it sucked.
They're like, "Well, no!
How dare you cast him?
How damn it!
No!
That's what everyone's
he
slapping their
save
heads.
Josh Hartnett in Pearl Harbor. What makes you think he can save Gotham?
He's blind. Didn't you see that one movie? He's a blind man.
That wasn't a bad movie. I actually enjoyed Daredevil. I'm one of the few people, apparently, that actually enjoyed that movie. The ending sucked, but I thought overall...
Not memorable, man. It's just I don't care for it. Like, I would never go out of my way and be like, you know what? I'm in the mood to watch Daredevil.
That's true.
All day, any day. If Dark Knight's on, I'm sitting down and, like, canceling plans.
Oh, yeah.
So... Don't catch me at that time, you know?
Exactly.
But, okay, here's the thing. There's just a negative stigma about it because he usually plays pretty boys.
Not only that, but he's also been in bad films.
Yes.
Let's not forget, he was in Geely.
Yes.
And
that tanked.
Yeah. But so Man About Town, which I saw the trailer for. I'm like, this just looks dumb.
Well, so as, like... Eddie Murphy has been in bad movies, but he's been, like, Pluto Nash, whatever it was called.
He's been in every other movie since, like, Nutty Professor has been bad. Oh, except, yeah. No, Dr. Doolittle, the first one. Then it's been bad.
But would you consider him a bad actor, though?
I consider his movies bad.
I guess that's two different things to contemplate.
But yeah.
Because you can have an amazing actor be in a bad movie. Like we just pointed out. Like,
yeah.
Okay, but the next thing is we should definitely... consider his recent, you know, stride in the music, the movie industry.
Yeah, with Argo.
He just won Best Picture, so he must have some grasp.
He's not writing it, though. I mean, he said he wants to have a little say.
This is true, too. Hmm.
But I think Patton Oswalt said it best. Like, he has literally been from the top, and he's gone down, and now he's slowly back up. Like, he's almost
bring
like...
it back up again.
Yeah, like, he is going to... Like, he's almost like the Zen Warrior Batman. No, that was the phrase that he said. And, like, in the Zen Warrior Batman series, that's what Superman said was the most dangerous person in the world.
Oh, so this is actual has some comic
So this
background.
Could...
Be awesome.
Yeah, I think... Let's think about this for a second. What was the last time we all freaked out about someone...
You're going to bring up Heath Ledger.
Yes.
Okay. Here's what... When that was casted, I didn't know much about that. So I can't even really comment. But I know that people freaked out.
And
he was a pretty boy, too.
Yeah.
He was in, you know, A Knight's Tale and girls, like, flaunted to that movie.
Yeah.
And
like with him, it was, we were so used to Brokeback Mountain, we just thought, oh great, the Joker's just gonna like have butt sex with Batman. And I, like
Batman,
and I was only used to Nicholson being Joker and Mark Hamill.
Yeah,
those are my two Jokers, and other than that, I don't see how you could ever, you know, replace him. And then you watch Dark Knight, and you
see him. And it is the best damn performance ever.
Oh my gosh, it was so good.
Yeah.
And so I'm looking at, I'm seeing all these reactions, and I'm just thinking, I'm going to make a mental note of this, because I think
I'm going to write down everyone's name who thinks it's going to be bad, and then in 2 years, I'm going to wait for their statuses.
I think it'll be good. I think Ben Affleck can pull it off.
I'm more concerned about just the plot to begin with. I don't watch the Superman Batman movies, but I've watched individual Superman and individual Batman movies.
Yes, I'm the same way.
But
three,
is that three thing?
I think.
How do they ever have a rivalry? Superman will literally beat Batman's face into the ground. You know what I mean? I don't know how they're going to convey in the cartoon. That's different. Cartoon all day, you can do whatever you want. But like,
I don't know. Like I'm really interested, because like you, I haven't read too much into that lore.
Yeah.
Like I almost like
that side plot.
I almost like the bad guys, the villains in Batman's little like side plot lore, etc. Like I like hearing about them, like Killer Croc. But other than that, like I don't know what series they're gonna pull out of that. Like, remember this. This is gonna be the tie into Justice League.
Yeah. Yeah. Definitely.
So if Affleck sucks, then
they're basically gonna Justice League won't happen.
Justice League might not happen. Maybe or they might just have like a recast or something, like they did with Incredible Hulk.
That's true too.
He signed on for like a multi-picture deal.
But the thing was, Edward Norton was an awesome Hulk.
He was.
Mark Ruffalo did an amazing job. Also, it's almost like apples and oranges.
Yeah, they were great for different reasons.
Yes.
But I think Ruffalo pulled off the awkward, you know, socially.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. But it's like a different stage. Edward Norton was like on the run Hulk. You know? He had a mysterious past Hulk.
Yeah, like
Mark Ruffalo is just
Edward Norton's Hulk. Like it's like he had like an imaginary friend or something telling him what to do.
Inside his head.
Inside his head.
Yeah.
Hey, you need to set this up right now.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. I really hope the listeners are actually getting this reference. If not, they're going to be like, what is he talking about? Hulk was never like that.
Yeah, I don't even know. I got someone from South Florida calling me.
I wonder what they want.
I wonder. Maybe they're trying to call in.
There was a Amber Alert in like the Miami-Dade area, and it went on to like everybody's phones.
What?
It was freaking me out, because it sounded like the emergency broadcast system. Like, boop. Why is this coming off of my phone?
Boop.
Wait. Oh, it's minimum.
This is an emergency broadcast signal.
What was I going to say?
Something about you and Buttman.
That's exactly it.
So I think
I think he could do it.
I think I want to think he can do it. I want to believe. I want to believe. I don't know.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. Here's my approach to this thought. I thought it was going to be Leo. I really thought it was going to be Leo. I really think a lot of people with a mask on, all you really have to do is grunt. Like, he must have friends. Like, you can pull off Batman pretty well. Because really, as long as you have a chiseled chin and you could, like, talk deep, why not? Put on some muscle. It's the Bruce Wayne aspect that is going to be the most convincing.
Yeah.
That's going to need the most.
That's
going to
be the key part. But let's also not forget who else got signed on to the Batman Superman movie.
Who's that?
Bryan Cranston is Lex Luthor.
Who's he? Bryan Cranston.
Breaking Bad.
No way.
Yes.
What?
Bryan Cranston is reportedly they're gonna wait until Breaking Bad ends to make it official.
Just because he looks awesome bald.
I think that might be it. Like, they want him to be Lex Luthor.
Nice. He does look awesome bald.
So I've heard.
I haven't been watching the show, except I watched the episode last night.
Mm-hmm.
It's the episode entitled Confessions. I don't know whoever's listening to this, or when they're listening to this. But so gripping is this plot, and at this point in the show, it's Bryan Cranston's Cranston. It's Bryan Cranston's character,
Don't say too much. I want to watch it.
No, he's like he's up against so many different
opposing forces.
Yeah, opposing forces. So a lot of the dialogue was his last night.
Oh wow!
And a lot of the other characters were just reacting to him. So I mean, like, I just really appreciate him as an actor now. Or, like, more so than the Malcolm in the Middle dad.
Yeah,
know?
It's weird seeing the dad from Malcolm in the Middle and two villains from Power Rangers, like, become, like, this dark person.
Yeah. Dude, it's good stuff. I'm probably going to rewatch it from the beginning, but right now I'm in the middle of a fifth season.
Yeah. Have you watched Dexter?
No, first two seasons.
Dexter's so good.
Oh, yeah. It's coming to an end as well.
Yes.
Also in its fifth season, right?
No, it's on its eighth season.
Oh, okay, never mind.
Yeah.
Dang.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's... I'll have to make a note of that, too.
Yeah. But going back to, like, who we thought was going to be Batman, who was... Someone else brought up a name. You know, they thought maybe they can get Christian Bale back.
Oh, man. Okay, so they offered him $50 million, right?
Did they?
They offered Christian Bale $50 million to come back. If I was Ben Affleck and I wasn't getting paid $50 million, I'd be pissed. That, like, you know,
you better play the crap out of Batman. That's what he needs to do.
Yeah, right. Their first choice was to pay Christian Bale $50 million. Even if you are cast as Batman, Ben Affleck must still feel pretty shitty. He's like, why didn't Warner just ask me, man? I would have done it.
Yeah.
Less than $50 million, man.
It's going to be interesting. Like, I think Ben can do it. And I'm excited for it. Did you ever see Man of Steel, by the way?
Yeah, it was awesome.
Oh, yeah, I loved it.
It was like artsy Man of Steel.
Oh, yeah. Like, it was... I like how they, like, transitioned everything. But I thought Henry Cavill played a great...
Yeah. Plus that bod.
Oh, my God.
Man.
Mm-hmm.
Yummy.
Mm-hmm.
Chiseled out of stone. Out of
rock
steel.
Rock hard.
Delicious.
He is a man of steel. Speaking of movies...
What's up?
You just saw, according to your status, you just saw... You're next, and I'm really interested to hear, like, how that is.
Oh, my God. I don't want to give away too much. This is basically our movie segment right now.
Jason Brett, go to the movies.
Is that Doug... is that a rip on Doug Benson? Doug Benson's podcast is Doug Goes to the Movies.
Oh,
something.
Is it really?
Yeah. And they talk movies all day. That's a good one. You should listen to that one.
Okay.
Anyways, so... Yeah, Your Next was freaking phenomenal. I love horror movies. I will see bad horror movies. I will pay for bad horror movies. Mm-hmm. I just eat, live bad horror movies all day. Love them.
Yeah.
I know you're pretty big on them, too.
I've watched a good amount, yes. Like Sharknado.
Yeah. See, like, I really didn't have an interest in it, but I watched it anyways, you know? You got to take it in.
I can easily, like, have, like, a 20 to 30 minute discussion on Sharknado, so I'm going to avoid that.
We'll have a separate show for that.
Yes.
Anywho, so, you know, it starts off with a typical American horror film where seemingly irrelevant characters are slaughtered, you know?
Yes.
Every horror movie nowadays starts like that.
Body count.
Basically. Just get the movie starting off well.
Yeah.
And nothing crazy there, but then it gets into the actual characters, and there's some good development. You actually... Like, you hate... When you can watch a movie and you, like, actually hate these people, like, it gets under your nerves.
Yes.
You're like, yeah, I hope you die. Or, like, you start making bets. Like, I bet you he dies first because he's an asshole. You know? Like, you could...
Wow.
Yeah, so, like, the characters are good.
Is there a lot of stupidity?
In terms of... No. What's different about this movie, and I don't want to ruin it, is how awesome they react to...
Situations.
The situation.
Okay. That makes me excited because I watched Purge. I think, did we watch Purge together?
No.
Purge had...
But I watched it.
Too many stupid people.
Yeah, yeah.
Too many stupid people making too many stupid decisions.
Yeah. I wasn't yelling...
It bothered me.
I wasn't yelling at the people for what they were doing. I was, like, cheering with them.
Okay.
I'm like, oh my God, that's badass. And then the plot twist happens in the middle of the movie, and it's an all right plot twist. But how it's in the middle of the movie, how the movie turns on its head from that point on is awesome. So it's just very entertaining. If I had a bag of popcorn, I would be eating the whole time. Like, definitely a popcorn flick. Definitely gruesome, though, at the same time. So I think it satisfied all of my needs in terms of a horror movie.
Well, all right. Here's the big question.
Yes.
Better or worse
than Cabin in the Woods?
Correct.
I knew you're going to pull that one out on me. Here's the thing. If Cabin in the Woods wasn't... What makes Cabin in the Woods awesome is it points out all the stereotypes of shitty horror movies.
Yes.
This movie does all the things that a horror movie should do, and it does it right. There's no cheesiness.
Okay.
You know, at no point do I think... Am I yelling at the screen like we were just talking about? Like, oh, why are you walking into that room alone by yourself? What are you doing?
Yeah.
You know? Which one I would say is better? I don't know, man. I want to say Cabin in the Woods is like what I would go for laughs. And even this movie had some laughs in it.
Okay.
But both have awesome death scenes. They're neck and neck, dude. They're neck and neck.
That's exciting now.
Yeah. I don't want to overhype it for you, but it's awesome.
All right. Now, did you watch Final Destination 5?
I lost track after, like, a couple. Which one happens in 5?
5?
Is that the one with the escalator?
No.
Is that the one? Okay.
It's the one after that.
I didn't watch after that.
Final Destination 5 is surprisingly good.
Yeah?
And the thing is, I can't say anything else, because if I do, it'll ruin it.
So, all I have to say is good. It's good, and I'll watch it.
Yes. It's one of my favorite horror movies, believe
nice.
It or not.
Nice. Okay, I'll watch so that watch after that. This conversation. okay, so you saw what I've been dying to see. I want to see it with people, though.
Yes.
Because you're next. I saw Alone. I could do that.
Yeah.
But you saw The World's End.
I saw World's End. What's even better is that they had... Yeah, 4. They had the Cornetto trilogy...
Yeah, playing across the theater, right?
Yeah, so they had Shaun of the Dead, Hot Fuzz, and then they went to World's End.
Nice.
And I thought like that was probably the ultimate way to get ready for it was watching
all three.
Watching all three.
I remember seeing Shaun of the Dead, and like it was just a whole different breath of comedy for me.
Oh yeah,
it's so good, so good.
Shaun of the Dead to me was like, I thought it was like a really good, like it was a funny film. It was probably one of my favorites. And then I saw Hot Fuzz. And Hot Fuzz was so hysterical. And I think I laughed more watching it now than when I watched
When
it came out.
That happens to me when I watch those movies. Because first of all, I can't pick up on all the jokes.
Yeah.
Because their accents are so strong.
Oh, yeah.
But agreed. But go on with your story.
But then it was like the ultimate way to pick it up. I saw it with James Noir, which him and I we'll see like the most randomest movies together. Mostly it's horror movies.
You guys are movie buds.
Yeah, we're movie buds. Yeah. As gay as that sounds.
No. Like I have movie buds.
Yeah.
I go with Jeremy all the time.
Yeah. What's funny is that I love hanging out with my roommate. We barely see any movies together.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I know what you mean.
Yeah. So like Ryan and I are, not Ryan, James, Ryan, someone else. James and I, we went and saw this and, It was like I said, the best way to watch it. And so when we watched World's End, I thought was very well done. I thought it was brilliant.
Now, watching the first two before it, is there a lot? Obviously, it's its own plot.
Yes.
But there are similarities between them. In the commercial, they show him jumping over the fence.
Yes.
That's in all three movies.
Yes.
Is there a lot of that?
Not a lot, because I thought there was one. They could have easily done one line. In both Shaun of the Dead and Hot Fuzz, they always say, it's not like you ever taken a shortcut before, right?
Yeah.
Or something along those lines. They could have easily have said that, and they did it. And it was like, say it.
Why didn't you say it?
Yeah. Say it.
Yeah. I like, in both of them, well, the first two at least, there's always like those scenes where like, basically it's a transition.
Yes.
Like when he's like waking up in the morning, like it zooms in on the bread spreading.
Yes.
Jam like, on it.
Yeah. I don't think there was like a lot of that, but what I did notice in Hot Fuzz was there's one line I didn't recognize it until like I saw it after Shaun of the Dead, where Simon Pegg's character goes, "I haven't fired a gun in at least 2 years."
And it's 2 years.
It was technically three, but it was 2 years after
Shaun of the Dead. Nice.
So I was like, ah, I got that.
Nice, nailed it.
Mm-hmm.
So, in terms of comedies, how does it fall among the trilogy? Like, it has its own, it stands on its own podium.
It stands on its own. It's a good movie. Like, regardless if you're a Cornetto fan or not,
right?
It's still a good movie. However, in the three,
It's going to be hard to top.
It's hard to like Hot Fuzz I thought was brilliant. I love Hot Fuzz.
Shaun of the Dead on my end is timeless for
me. And so if I see this again, maybe I'll say otherwise because I've seen Hot Fuzz like a lot.
Yeah. I have the poster in my room. I don't know if you've ever been in my
nice.
Room. Yeah. It's
love Hot Fuzz. I remember getting it on DVD and I was like, "Ah, oh, so happy." That was actually Kara and I's one of our first dates is when she came over and we watched Hot Fuzz.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh.
Memories.
I almost sang,
but then when I heard Memories, I'm like, oh, that was in Jackass. Oh, Ryan Dunn's dead.
You caught yourself. Oh, you're just going to sing Weezer?
I thought that's what you were singing.
You know what? Did my computer just die?
Your computer is dead.
Oh, no, there it goes.
Oh, it is now alive.
Totally quick side note about my job. I love the music they play.
Okay.
One of the songs that they play is Weezer's cover of Unbreak My Heart.
And he covered that?
Oh, my God. It's so good. And they play it. And I'm in the middle of taking tables, you know. I'm in the middle of doing my script, you know, saying what I have to say. And then this comes on. Let's be loud in a second. Typical Weezer guitars,
yeah,
blaring, and I just stop what I'm doing. So, anyways, so I'll probably see World's End very soon,
and I'll probably see your next very soon as well.
It's awesome. You can the ending death.
Just get excited. Yeah, that's all.
The last couple deaths are so badass.
It's sad that we have to say, oh yeah, their deaths are amazing. It's like I like survivability, and so if everybody survives, it's like okay, that's fine. Like I don't mind like a low body count as long as it gets like suspenseful. Watch Cry Wolf, by the way.
I've heard that. Is that the online one?
Yeah, where they create like this fake serial killer. All of a sudden, oh, he becomes real.
Dying. Yeah.
Watch that.
I think I might have actually seen that one. But
with Lindy Booth, who's in Kick-Ass 2.
Lindy Booth.
Yeah.
Oh. The redhead.
Yeah.
Oh. She was in Dawn of the Dead.
Yeah, and I forgot that she was in Dawn of the Dead. She was also in Wrong Turn.
Nice.
And I tweeted her. I was like, oh, gosh, she's in a movie that's not zombies or inbred cannibals.
I'm going to watch all those movies now. She is a... Fiery.
She is beautiful.
I might have a new contender.
The girl is beautiful. She is beautiful. Quote Andrew WK.
Is that a song?
Yes. Called She Is Beautiful by Andrew WK.
Unbreak my heart.
Say you love me again. I like the minor tones.
This is how I feel when I'm walking up to a table. I'm like about to drop bread at a table. I'm just like, oh.
I can picture, like, you ever, like, listen to a song and create, like, your own music video in your head?
Yeah, all the time. Especially when you're driving.
I've done that, like, with all these things that I've done by Killers. I have one in my head that we should film. But I can just picture you just, like, near Unbreak My... And it's, like, you slowly just dropping the bread onto the table.
And it's shattering. Unbreak my bread.
Say you'll cook me it more. Again.
Bring undo me this, more bread.
Undo this napkin full of silverware and put it on my lap and so I don't get crumbs on my jeans. Goulet.
Sold, dude.
Sold.
You should write commercials. Commercial tunes. All right, enough of that.
Yes. I don't know why. Like, ever since I'm with my... whenever I hang out with my parents, they'll have, like, this knack of whenever they hear, like... an item, and it sounds like a lyric from a song, they'll make a parody of it. And it's like, one of them was, and this is sadly, I get this from them now, like, I saw blue cheese. We were having wings. And you know the song Forever in Blue Jeans?
No.
Oh. Then I pretty much sang that, but with Forever in Blue Cheese.
Forever in Blue Cheese?
Yes.
I know what you mean. Just basically filling in words that should not be there.
Mm-hmm.
I can't think of, like, what we just did, basically.
What we did, yeah.
Bring me more bread.
Say you'll bake it again. Try not to sing.
Try not to sing.
I'm trying.
Hey, man. You got it. Let's go do some. Let's do some karaoke. We'll build some confidence about you, and then
I'll do karaoke.
And then we'll get you laid.
Oh my gosh! You and James have like the two like.
What, man? We're just looking out for you. I mean, like, okay.
Hey, have some sex.
Okay. Maybe you don't need to get laid. Maybe
I need to get a girlfriend first. I need to establish a relationship.
Yeah, go about it the right way, for sure.
Yes.
We're not going to just hire a hooker.
I'm going to be Fleetwood Mac, and I'm going to go my own way.
That's my favorite Fleetwood Mac song.
That is a good song.
Yes.
Yes.
I'm about to sing it, but I don't want to because I'm going to embarrass you. Because you're going to want to sing.
I am going to want to sing.
And then you don't want to sing.
Yes.
It's a whole
thing. At least you're not playing ABBA, because I will sing to that. No. I just saw a rock cover of Mamma Mia, and it made me so happy.
But who was the cover?
It was like some Swedish metal band.
Swedish. Isn't ABBA foreign like that?
I believe they are. I don't know the history of ABBA. I just like their
song.
We
are ABBA, Swedish.
But like I liked ABBA, and then I remember back when. Oh my gosh! And then when they made when the 18s came out with the ABBA Generation CD.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That was the first time I heard ABBA.
Yes.
Like through the 18s.
It was good.
It was a good time.
It was good times. Good.
So, we're running a little long today.
We are. Because I was thinking, like, before I looked at it, I was like, oh, we're only 20 minutes in. And now we are an hour.
We're at an hour.
Yeah.
So, let's do our pick of the week.
All right.
You know, I was going to suggest Solitaire.
Solitaire.
I've been playing, you can ask my roommates and my sister. I've been playing Solitaire on end, hours at a time, not even responding to other people. So, I was going to say that, but I think it's a little lame, so I'm going to go with your next. It's going to be my pick of the week.
It's a good pick. It's a good, solid pick.
My picks are usually poop picks.
Yeah.
Meaning...
Like, no, it's literally poop picks. Like, yeah. Pooping before you shower. To which I did that the other day. It was all right.
Oh, come on, dude. There's nothing more counterproductive than taking a poop after a shower.
But it comes out so slick and smooth, and it minimizes wiping.
We're not going to have this conversation again. My pick is Solitaire. And you're next.
All right.
What do you think? What are your picks? Do you have anything?
I'm going to have to say, I've already done Game Grumps, and so I can't do that. Ninja Sex Party. Their new CD is coming out soon.
Ninja Sex Party. See, like, you're so hip.
Damn. No, it's a...
Where's your mustache? Grow a mustache, please.
I can't. no, they're an online, like, YouTube band. And I was supposed to do Buttmageddon, but I forgot it. Like, everybody was supposed to say...
Buttmageddon?
All their tweets, they will say a random line, like, oh, this counter is gray and full of butt sex. And so, like, today, at 3 o'clock, everybody was supposed to tweet, Ninja Sex Party says butt sex. And that was supposed to be Buttmageddon.
That was it.
And that was supposed to be it. And I missed that totally. Oh, well. But I'll say that, or Volbeat.
Okay, and these are bands?
Yes. I love... Volbeat's becoming one of my favorite bands.
Volbeat, and then... All right, so Volbeat, Dirty Butt Sex, People... And
Ninja
then,
Sex Party.
Ninja Sex Party, excuse me. And then Solitaire slash...
Where'd this hairnet come from? What? Oh, where'd this PBR come from?
Oh, okay, because you're so hip.
I'm
Where's
feeling
this mustache, man?
Oh, my God.
What color is that shirt? I've never even seen or heard of that color before.
The joke's already there. I liked the Japan tsunami back when it was underground.
I liked 9/11. I thought 9/11 was a conspiracy before it even happened.
Oh my gosh. I hate 9/11 conspiracists. Or do you actually... Hold on.
Yeah, my face right now.
Hold on. I will not say anything else, but are you a 9/11 conspiratist?
Let's just end the Price is Right theme song right now. I don't want to say I'm a
A Price is Right conspiracy.
I don't want to say
Bob
that.
Bob Barker's still alive.
He neutered my dog. I don't want to say I'm a conspiracist. I just will say that I've seen some compelling documentaries.
Okay. I will respect that opinion.
There's some weird shit that happened that day according to those documentaries I watched.
Okay.
And they're not, I mean, like, I've seen shitty ones and I've seen a well put together one.
Okay.
So, give me that at least.
I'll give you that.
All right. I don't. Yeah, I've had conversations with people that had opposing views, and it's hard to. It's a rough conversation.
It's a very rough conversation.
Because it challenges, like, what I will bring to. Okay, obviously there's the, well, why would something so tragic ever be planned?
Yeah.
You know, obviously no one would want to think that.
Yeah.
Of course not.
No, one of my old roommates.
I wouldn't want to admit that either.
One of my old roommates was like a huge, like, diehard, like, 9/11 conspiratist. And it was, like, annoying as all crap to listen to. Because I'm like, oh, yeah, 9/11 happened. Do you remember where you were? Like, that was always the question. Do you remember where you were at?
Well, yeah, it's a shared experience among all of America.
And then she just. I had two female roommates locally. One's not in the other, but like one of them just like blew up, and the other one blew up, and then there's like this 9/11 debate going on in my house, and I'm just like,
you're just there trying to watch TV.
I'm just like, I'm just gonna go back and play video games. This is why I'm in my room all day.
Yeah, because you crazy bitches yelling at each
People just yell at each other, and people always want to think that they're right.
Yeah, of course.
I will always. I mean, granted, I will always say I'm right. No matter how wrong I know I am, I will fake the argument for the rest of the way.
See, that's what's wrong. That's the bad part. A true man should be able to admit when he's wrong.
I can, but then there's just some. It's just fun arguing sometimes.
Well, I will play devil's advocate all day.
Oh yeah.
In fact, I think it's probably why I'm halfway decent at talking.
Exactly.
You know, or for hours on end. But whoops.
Yeah.
What I was gonna say though. Is it's the pride thing. People don't want to be the lesser man.
They never want to admit they're wrong.
Even if I came across Bill Gates, you know, who is obviously a more powerful man than me, and he was like, hey, nice blue shirt, Chase. Like, Bill Gates, Chase is wearing a green shirt right now. And he'd say, no, that's blue. And he would not admit he was wrong.
That's true, because people are always like that. Like, I was about to say that about, like, hey, that table, it's actually white. And you could say, no, that table's black. It's clearly black, but I'll fight to the end of it and say, no, that's clearly white. You're stupid.
You're like, when's the last time you saw something white? Come on, man. That's what. Look at him. It's blending in with the walls.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It'd be.
So. Dicks. That's why I avoid those conversations.
I don't blame you. Like, that and politics in general, I just try to avoid.
It's hard, man.
It is. Because
there's like, multiple outcomes, there's multiple solutions, and there's just whatever.
Yeah. Like, I talked with one guy about politics. Like, this was back when, like, Obama versus McCain. And I told him.
2007?
Yeah, 2008. And actually, no, technically, well, I guess it would be. I don't know.
No, because I graduated 08. Yeah, so, like.
Yeah. And so he's literally holding his one-year-old daughter, and he's getting red in the face because I voted for not the person he voted for. And I'm just like, see, that's exactly why I don't like talking politics, especially with certain people.
But, like, just the fact that he got mad that you have voted for someone else, that's your right as a U.S. citizen.
If you – like, if I voted for X and you voted for Y, I will respect your decision that you voted for Y. Yeah. I'm not going to sit here and make you feel so stupid and so, like, ignorant for voting for Y.
Yeah. Here's if you – unless your campaign was, I voted for him because he endorses KFC. Like, that's –
then that's stupid.
Yeah, that's awful.
Yes.
That's awful.
That was a very mature conversation
about politics. Yeah, I'm a little surprised that happened too.
I know. This is a really interesting episode.
It definitely varied, man.
It did. Wow, what a very... I guess hence the name, What the Flux.
Yeah, Flux Wave from Top. There's no order to our conversation.
Hey, we talked about drinking toe weed to Bohemian Rhapsody.
We need a little bit more of a backbone, I think.
Do we, though?
I mean, I don't know. We haven't had much feedback.
It's true. All right.
What do you got to plug?
I'll plug some of my friends. Oh, my friend's Bow Ties. Bowties.com. BOHTies.com. Also, make sure to listen to Clearly Not For Everyone, CNFE.com. It is offensive. It's raunchy. It's clearly not for everyone. Once again, random. I don't know if that's their tagline, but I gave it to them.
All right, guys. I got nothing. So we'll see you later.
All right. See you guys next week.